This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and gentle breezes. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny day, perfect for a stroll outside. In Haifa, the day is bright with mild temperatures. A lovely day for those in the cities. Here are today's headlines. First, northern Israel under fire as Hezbollah attacks continue. The United States warns Iran holds a significant missile arsenal. This is from Ynet, reporting earlier today. Also, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF reveals extensive operations against targets. That's according to I-24 News, from earlier today. Also, this hour, U.S. intelligence states Iran retains thousands of missiles and operational launchers. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported earlier today. Separately, Lebanon and the U.S. request Israel to pause fighting. Sources suggest a ceasefire could be politically challenging for Netanyahu. Axe AOS covered this story earlier today. And finally, former Gaza hostage Rom Braslavsky faces online criticism. This follows his remarks about Gal Hirsch. The Jerusalem Post reported this just hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung accuses Israel of not reflecting on alleged rights abuses. This was posted just minutes ago by Al Arabiya News. Egyptian journalist Ibrahim Issa claims Arab support for the Iranian regime equates to treason. Middle East 24 reported this in the past few minutes. The Wall Street Journal notes the U.S. is increasing military presence while negotiating with Iran. Door Animated shared this insight recently. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the ongoing conflict in northern Israel. Hezbollah continues its assault as sirens sound across Safed and Galilee. The U.S. warns that Iran's missile arsenal remains a significant threat. Ynet reports this comes amid heightened regional tensions. For civilians, the risk of escalation remains a grave concern. Turning to the IDF's overnight operations, the military revealed it struck over 4,000 targets. This was part of Operation Roaring Lion against Iranian positions. I-24 News highlights the operation's scope as a response to ongoing threats. These strikes underscore the ongoing volatility in the region. Meanwhile, America's intelligence community warns of Iran's missile capabilities. Israel Hayom notes that Iran can deploy its missile arsenal from underground launchers. This detail adds complexity to diplomatic efforts. The region remains on edge as talks of de-escalation continue. Separately, calls for a ceasefire come from Lebanon and the U.S. AXEOS reports that while this could ease tensions, political implications for Netanyahu are significant. The potential pause in fighting could offer temporary relief for civilians. And finally, the online backlash against Rom Braslavsky. His criticism of Gal Hirsch has sparked debate. The Jerusalem Post highlights the tensions between personal opinions and public reactions. This incident reflects broader societal divisions. On the economic front, first, learning to manage the cloud remains critical as AI advances. CTEC discusses how decision makers must adapt to evolving technology demands. Separately, pension funds and investment plans face significant losses this month. Israel Hayom Business reports a downturn exceeding 2% due to market volatility. And finally, despite high costs, Israelis continue to move to Silicon Valley. Ynet Business explores the allure of tech opportunities abroad despite challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.